You're listening to the Southwest Tech Daily podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Southwest Tech Daily podcast with Robert Hillier and Fayaza Khan.
Today we're talking about the Southwest's first ever eSports Festival.
It's happening at Exeter College on February the 24th, and it's the brainchild of possibly the coolest vice principal of any college that we know, Rob Bosworth, who will be chatting to us on this episode.
I hate the word brainchild, but I do agree with you about Rob, because what a great idea. And there are some really cool corporate teams taking part, including one from the Exeter Chiefs.
Which I believe is Rugby Union. And you spoke to one of the players for this episode, didn't you?
Yeah, it was really, really embarrassing, actually. I wish I'd recorded some of it, because I didn't record the start, and I should have, because I would have liked you to have listened to tell me how embarrassing it actually was.
That's one for the Christmas tape, then.
It's because we spoke to Donovan Armand, who's South African. So when he introduced himself, I was like, oh, you're South African. And we started talking about South Africa and things like that. And even though I knew he was creating an Exeter Chiefs team, I didn't realize he was currently an Exeter Chiefs player. And I just thought he was like an organizer from Exeter Chiefs. And so I didn't fully realize. And he didn't tell me either. I had to kind of figure it out during the conversation. I should have done some research beforehand, but I was very busy. And then afterward, I Googled him, and he has a Wikipedia page and everything.
So unfortunately, being able to see the ground from our window is no actual benefit when it comes to this. Okay. Well, let's hope that no one notices.
He was so, so nice, though, and so humble, and obviously just thought, what a weirdo.
And he would be right. Let's have a little tease of what he's going to be saying.
I see our time as a team training pretty quite limited, but I think naturally we'll be okay because we train physically as a team, so our comms is good, like our team vibe is good.
Some great sponsors for the event, as you would expect: Astley Media, Time Wade, Filmily, Roe and Jurassic Fibre.
Yeah, and having event sponsors means that quite exciting things are going to be able to happen without, you know, financial constraints, and you'll be hearing all about that from Rob Bosworth.
Esports is way beyond gaming, and I'm really excited about kind of all the other digital aspects that we'll talk about later. But there are some bigger opportunities developing nationally and in the Southwest that we're looking to embrace and supercharge. And to do that, it's really important that people have an awareness of esports. So the way this came about is, there's no doubt the students and the younger generation understand what esports are, because obviously they've been brought up with it, and they're naturally playing games and living with iPads and electronic devices. But there's a lack of awareness, I think, in the corporate section of society. So what I decided to do is create an esports festival for corporations, for businesses. So what I thought that might do is raise awareness of esports in large organizations and small organizations. So when there was the big ticket opportunity to develop something such as, I don't know, a stadia, a digital arena, for example, it wasn't a shock to people in the community in the Southwest, and people would know what it was. So that was the objective. To do this, that I definitely didn't think I could do it on my own, and I knew we couldn't do it on our own as Exeter College. And, you know, we've got these courses going on at South Devon College and Petrock and Plymouth and right across the Southwest and all the other regions. So I thought for the first year, what we do is we reach out to a partner, and the partner that I tend to work with when I need to bring in kind of other partners and make connectivity and engage with other people is Tech Southwest, because it's an amazing umbrella organization that is so well connected across the Southwest.
It's such a cool idea as well. I mean, what sports is everyone going to play?
So they're going to play Rocket League, and the reason why they're going to play that is because it's a quick game. It's a game that you can play in sections, and you can get a clear winner after a certain period of a shorter period of time.
Is that the car one with the big footballs?
Like, yeah, with the ball. So it's basically
terrible at that game.
For the first year, anyway, what we wanted to do is do a game that would raise the profile and get people engaged in it, but we could start with a number of teams and finish with a winner.
Yeah, and you can easily get the scores on that one quite quickly.
Yeah, and the way we've designed it, we've taken kind of the Swedish competitive sort of league system, which means there's two groups, which means at the end of the groups, the two leaders of the groups will play in the final. The reason why that's great, because it's not a knockout from the start, so no one will get knocked out and sit there bored, not with nothing to do. They won't do that anyway, because we've got some great things happening in the day. But they'll all play in a number of fixtures and games against each other. So it's going to be amazing. We're going to have like the Met Office playing against like Exeter Chiefs.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Yeah, so how did you manage to convince like Exeter Chiefs and the Met Office? And who else do you have on the books?
One of the things that you tend to find when you do this sort of thing is people actually play games. And it's not an embarrassing thing that they don't talk about, but it's just kind of something that if you come from a certain type of industry, or if you're into the digital space, you tend to be a gamer anyway, but just no one's really uncovered that. So a really good friend of mine, Adam Stone from Rock Media, told me 10 years ago, he said, well, this gaming thing is massive. It's big in the States. Everyone's sitting on YouTube. And I was like, it's never going to take off, Ad. Anyway, he was a gamer himself and kind of told me he was really into it. He'd set up a separate Twitch channel and a separate Twitter account. And it just literally started to grow. And I was thinking, he was spot on. I mean, he's a real visionary anyway. But it actually made me think, really, there's probably a lot more people kind of, he's obviously the similar sort of age to myself. And there's obviously a lot more people playing this than we kind of know about. So when we reached out to Devon County Council, when we reached out to kind of the Met Office, when we reached out to other organisations, it turns out there's a real energy and a real kind of interest in it. And people have just been waiting for someone to ask the question. So how did I get people involved? I was pushing at an open door. In fact, some teams came back and said, can we put two teams in? So I definitely know this is going to be the first year of something bigger. And I really want to engage more down in Plymouth, in Cornwall, in Somerset, all the way to Bristol. We definitely need more digital stadia and spaces and flexible spaces to embrace this type of thing.
I'm already excited about next year.
Yeah, and I think if we had with a bit of a longer run up to this, you know, and a bit more of a learning from this one. So we want to obviously get through this one in February and then kind of get together with all our partners and kind of get some feedback and say, how can we expand it further? How can we go wider? How can we make it bigger? Because I can tell you the students absolutely love this. We can't get them out of the room. We're kicking them out at 7 o'clock at night to lock the building up. And then, you know, they're there till like 8, 9 o'clock kind of like. So they're just so passionate about it. And like I said to you, one of the greatest misconceptions about esports is it reminds me of a film. So everyone thinks it's about the acting. Mm. And actually, the production and kind of the work that goes on behind the camera, there's probably 20 times more people, 30 times more people sat behind the camera or going through kind of the process of making the film than there are the two or three people you get in front of the camera. It's the same with gaming. You get a team of one or a team of three people sat there gaming, but the production and the kind of editing and the social media and the promotion and the live streaming that goes on behind it, I'm absolutely convinced that this is kind of a skill set that these young people is going to put them in a really good place in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
Find us on Twitter at SW Tech Daily.
How long's the whole tournament?
The tournament's going to, we've got a really interesting day plan. The tournament's going to last from about 1 o'clock till 5 o'clock. But in the morning, we've got a number of industry partners, not just the sponsors, industry partners that want to come in, be involved. I just want to be there and kind of, you know, and share their products, because like I said, this is a diverse industry, and because part of it's raising awareness, I want to give some windows of opportunity for that. So I'm working really closely with Tech Southwest to make sure they get some space to share some of their products and kind of, you know, and share the industry. Throughout the day, not only will they be playing, but whilst they're not playing, we're going to open up the collaboration space and we've turned it into an esports gaming room. So we've got the Icarus flying machine, which is amazing. People would love to have a go on that. We've got the body swaps, amazing piece of technology where you put a VR headset on and you have a mock interview, and it analyzes your stress levels, your anxiety, how long it took you to answer, whether you were clear, and it plays it back to you. That's incredible. We've got all the Oculus devices in there. We've got the International Space Center docking in the Scorpion chair. We've got a Nintendo, we've got the arcade machine coming with all the Double Dragon and the Pac-Man and the.
That's so awesome.
So what I've done is I've created a little gaming space whilst they're not playing. So they've got the gaming space that they can go and have a play around anyway whilst they're waiting, whilst the other group are playing. You'll be playing the game itself, or there's spaces where they can break out. Some of them have asked if they can have spaces for team meetings because we're all together. You know, we've got the restaurant, the coffee shop opens, everyone's got somebody chilling out and having a coffee. There's a number, and then you can watch the game live. So obviously it's going to be streamed through Twitch, and we're going to cast that out to all the screens in the building as well. So wherever you are in the building, we're going to take over the whole building, the Institute of Technology, and wherever you are in the building, you'll be able to watch it. So my vision is that people will be gaming, they'll be interacting, they'll be playing. We're going to produce it. We're going to get a number of kind of industry partners there. And I'm just going to fill the building with kind of people with the same thoughts, the same vision, like-minded people that serendipity, there'll be some business going on, I'm sure. But most importantly, just raising the profile of what esports is as an entirety, as an entity.
I love that even though it's, you know, digital tech, Twitch, online, etc., everyone's going to be together and people are actually going to physically be there and able to have meetings and able to have chats and maybe play a game together. That's amazing because that's like proper community.
Well, that's done. It. And I think people miss that in the digital space. They think now we can all kind of do things online and we can jump on a Zoom call or a Teams call. We can never forget people love to be together. There's something magic happens when you create a space and get like-minded people together. And I've seen it over years and years and years. And I don't think digital is a great thing in terms of transactional kind of sharing of information and keeping in touch and checking in and briefings. It's not where you kind of build relationships and build business. You do that as people. And I was really keen to kind of open the building up to, I'm delighted that it's obviously happened at a time where we can actually get together on the back of the COVID restrictions being lifted. And I genuinely want to fill this building with people that are just going to be bouncing off each other and having fun and having conversations. And if business kind of sparks on the back of that, great. If it doesn't, and we raise the profile, great. If we launch this esports corporate festival and it's a good foundation for next year and we get more people involved, then we win.
Well, Bosworth, and I don't doubt that next year will be bigger and better.
Me either. Now, let's hear from the Exeter Chiefs flanker and England international rugby union player and CEO of Gas Apparel, Donovan Armand.
I got involved because I'm starting up a company called Gas, the gaming athlete. So it's my brand that I'm trying to get going. And we've obviously, because of rugby, we've got some connections. There's an Exeter Chiefs employee or player, you have a bit of a higher profile. What the Exeter College is trying to achieve, raising the profile of esports in the Southwest, and they want to start, this is obviously the first year, just having more people involved is better. And I'm a natural link with having a Exeter Chiefs team involved because you've got, you know, some professional athletes coming and you're playing some Rocket League. And, you know, I think it just helps raise the profile of what they're trying to achieve.
Oh, I want to ask about your company in a second, but have you played Rocket League before or have you been like training up for the 24th of
February? No, I have not. The problem is also the team that to enter on the date of the event, because our rugby works, is I don't really know which guys will be available.
Oh, no.
And so I've got one or two guys, and then it's kind of, I'm trying to get, so there's three guys other than me playing, and then once we've got that, they'll practice, they'll pick it up in no time, because we have gamers, but they all play like first person shooters and everything. And obviously if we go Rocket League, like I've told the college that don't have any expectations, like we'll start putting some practice sessions and at least not go there and get beaten 50-0.
Yeah, 100%. You need strong thumbs and maybe lots of coffee, probably.
And comms.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Communications.
100%. Yeah. And also good reflexes. Rocket League is a very difficult game. I don't know if you've played. I mean, well, I find it quite tough.
I've watched it. I think I've tried to play it and I got 30 seconds and then got distracted by something else. Like it was one of those where I was like, oh, this looks interesting. And I've watched it play, and like I see, like you can ramp your car in the air and then you boost it and you can try and kick it. Like it looks fascinating. I can see why it's exciting, and I see why that the college has chosen that as their game, because any other game you could be a bit longer, a bit slower pace. There's Rocket League's like it's go, go, go.
So how much time do you think you're gonna have to practice with your team when you're fully set up?
A couple of evenings. I don't think there'll be it. To be honest, it depends on the individuals that I get. I know I've got one guy, his name's James Kenny. He's an up and coming rising star, like very big career ahead of him. He's keen and he's like, yeah, I'm going to get into it. And so obviously the younger guys that have more time in the afternoons and evenings will be practicing a lot more. So I think the strategy is going to be go and get practice on an individual basis. And whenever we can come together as a team, we can do it. But in all seriousness, I see our time as a team training quite limited, but I think naturally we'll be okay because we train physically as a team. So our comms is good, like our team vibe is good.
Yeah, so you kind of know already what someone else is going to do. What I think is really cool about the festival, though, is that it's not just all online. I mean, everybody will be in the same place at the same time, and there's, you know, loads of other things happening. There'll be businesses having their meetings, and then there's food and drink, and then there'll also be like a games room where you could play arcade games and other like VR stuff, and it just sounds really cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be what they're trying to achieve is that everyone gets an experience of it, and it's going to be a great day. I think in terms of, especially if you don't know what esports is about, as a business, you know that the market is huge for like the gaming market, and its projected growth and even like that is phenomenal. So to try and get involved, I imagine some companies would be like, how can I get involved? A day like this shows how the tournaments are run at the top level. It gives a taste of how the tournaments are run at the top level. You know, the kind of stuff that you see that has millions of viewers and all that kind of stuff. And I think what the college are trying to achieve is fantastic. So they'll give you the taste of the tournament, the lunches where you can connect. So if you're a business trying to get into gaming business, or you're a gaming business just trying to, you know, whatever it is in terms of networking, it's a great platform for that. And then, like you said, they have that like little gaming demo room where they have a thing called the Icarus, which is like a flying machine. And you kind of put yourself in it, and you've got the VR headsets on, and then you're pretty much flying around. I've never done it. I'm excited to do it.
And then they've got
a scorpion chair, which is a sought after thing. So it's like, it's a lounger chair, pretty much, not as big as a lounger, but it's like a sporty version where you're kind of lying down on your back and you've got the screen that flips over your head. It's real advanced tech stuff.
Oh my God. That sounds very cool.
It's really cool. It's got all these LED lighting on it. And then they'll just have the VR machines. And then I think Rob Bosworth said that they'll have the arcade games that you can play. So it's kind of, it'll be something for everyone there, and a bit of fun. And then post, they'll do like award ceremonies and dinner and everything like that. So it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Tell me about your business and what does it do?
My business is called GAS, the Gaming Athlete. So that's our tag. So I've got a professional background in sports. I'm quite interested in helping people and trying to, nutrition's obviously been something you got to focus on and all that kind of thing. So it's all being aware of how you can maximize your body's potential to create performance. But then also on a more basic level, it's just what's healthy and what's not healthy. So what we're trying to do as GAS is, create a holistic approach to gaming. So we're trying to create an awareness that you can find a balance with your gaming and your lifestyle to make sure that you've got a health approach to it. So creating an awareness where people themselves know what's important when the gaming, what side effects gaming can have, how important sleep is, how important different physical ailments are that, or side effects that you get from, say, prolonged gaming periods in front of a screen, or if it's your hobby or whatever it is. And we're just trying to do that through a relatable brand. So our brand, if you took like look at our logo and our branding, all that kind of thing, it's something that you could plug into just a normal gaming brand that everyone can wear. And they're like, oh, I really like how it looks. But then on the same token, we then with that, the value that we want to add that when you're associated with it is you want to create an awareness of your health through passive health products and just try and reach people that kind of wouldn't know about this otherwise, in the gaming sphere, and just trying to make a difference with them, if that makes sense. Anyone that gets involved with GAS will come away from it with value, not just a hoodie.
Come and join the conversation on LinkedIn, Southwest Tech Daily.
But it'd be whether that's information, physical well-being or mental well-being. You know, we want to be all-inclusive, something for everyone. If you're a gamer and you're a kid, if you're a gamer and you are 40 years old, you know, we want to have like a gamer hub where you realize if you treat your body in the same way an athlete would treat their body, you know, you'll gain from it, whether you're trying to do it seriously, you know, reaction times, happiness, all that kind of stuff. Or if you do it as a hobby, you don't want your hobby to be something that's giving you side effects that you take away from it into your day to day. So, you know, we're just trying to create this really cool brand that is informative and adds value and makes you aware that if you're spending 8 hours plus in front of a screen, or whatever the hours are in front of a screen, that we're like, this is how you can do it in a better way, a safer way, a healthier way, find a better balance. And then same for parents of gamers. That's obviously becoming a big issue.
So are you mainly aiming this at younger gamers, at younger people?
No. So it's really tricky to find. The target audience for when I first started out, we started with just compression socks. It was for the older gamer. So someone that isn't necessarily as active, you know, the certain things your body is saying now. So like when you go 35 plus kind of gamer, you really enjoy your gaming, you like sitting down, And spending your evenings gaming with your friends, that's just a way of socializing and keeping in connection, if that makes sense. So if you go to work all day and you come home and you game and you do that repetitively, you know, there's going to be things that will start to pop up. And so initially that's what they're for. But then as we started to develop, you realize that there's a whole bit of parents that have younger kids. Tech is reaching younger and younger kids thanks to lockdown, loads of different reasons why. And so even if you're just a parent of a gamer, you want to know more about it. Mm-hmm. We want to create an information source, a place that you can come where you know you're going to buy into gas. Your child or your kid is going to love the branding. So they're not going to think, oh, you're buying me a hospital garment here, or whatever it is. It's something that they can relate to, they can wear, but at the same time gain from the health side of it, the health benefits side of it. So whether you're the parent of the gamer or the younger kid, I think we've managed to create a brand that whether you are a young gamer or an older gamer, you can relate to the brand first and foremost. And then when you dig a bit deeper into it, you realize the values that we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve, and actually age isn't a matter. So if you're a young gamer, you realize what we're trying to say without being a do what we say kind of thing. It's like, are you aware of, take responsibility for yourself, find your balance. The gamers that are at the competitive level where they have a team and you are doing it in front of an audience, you can see they've already got things in place where you've got psychologists, you've got nutritionists, you've got physical trainers for them. You know, there's a reason for that. Whereas before you may not have, like gamers and athletes, you would have been like, no, I'm not an athlete. Whereas now you've got to realize that if you're sitting in front of a screen and you're not looking after your body, it's going to have an effect on you, on your gaming. You're going to be probably a bit less happy than you would be, your moods, your sleep, all that kind of stuff. Whereas I'm trying to come in with this approach, or we are trying to come with this approach where it's like, look, if you're a gaming athlete, you got to look after your body. That means you'll be able to enjoy your gaming, you'll enjoy your lifestyle, and you can carry on doing it at a level that you want to.
I'm just looking at your website now, and nice modeling there of all the
thank you. Yeah, we are only 3 months into launch, by the way, so
it's really good. So I mean, how do you want to attract the non-traditional gamers? So for example, the people surrounding them, like parents and teachers and everyone else, who you want to have a positive impact, because obviously, you know, esports is the way that we are going. I think there's a lot of negativity around it from quite a few parents who feel like that's something that their children shouldn't be doing, you know, sitting in front of a TV. And I think they also, bizarrely, don't seem to see the value in it, even though, you know, quite a lot of money can be made from it. You could become a very successful gamer and manage to live your life in quite a successful way. But I don't think many parents see the value in that. So how would you attract those people?
It's a great question. So in my ideal plan going forward, and I know everything needs development, I would love to have a website that you land on and you've got two pages that you can click on. Not just two pages, sorry, two links. One takes you to, if you're a parent of a gamer, so you're not the gamer, but you're coming there because you either want to buy something for a gamer, whether it's your partner or your child. And then the other link is actually for gamers, because they're two completely different narratives, which is what I think you were touching on, to make them aware. Because like I said at the beginning, I want to create an internal motivator for people to want to look after themselves. We don't want to be the brand that sits here and tells you what to do, because that's going to last a week or two, maybe a bit longer if you're a bit more motivated, and then it's going to die out. And that to me is not value. So how are we going to reach them? You know, we're 3 or 4 months into launch. I know the end product, the end destination of where I want gas to be. However that happens along the way, you know, if you're listening to this and you've got potential solutions, come. I know there's plenty of things out there that have parents that are gamers that have solutions for it, and they've got safety things, the games that you can play that brings the family together. There's all the information out there. But for me, it's just spread everywhere. And so it's very intimidating if you're new to the market, because where do you start?
Sounds like a really, really great initiative. And I hope it all becomes more and more successful as time goes on. Thanks so much for telling me about that. And also, good luck on the 24th. I hope you get enough training time before that.
Me too. You have to take it seriously.
Oh my God, I know. But I mean, so what if you lose? It doesn't matter. Do you have to win?
No, it's, do you know what? It's not about winning. I've said this. I'm like, nah, we're going to go there just to compete, just to enjoy it, just to see what it's all about. Try our best to help raise the profile of what the college is trying to achieve, because they're like, Rob Bosworth's plan for what he wants there is phenomenal. I'm completely buy into it. So
That's Don Armand there. Amazing with that profile that you managed to keep that a secret, isn't it? From so many people. If you else can't. If anyone else wants to be on the podcast, you're doing something innovative, amazing in the Southwest, I'm sure you are, do get in touch with me or Fiaz on LinkedIn or Instagram. We would love to talk to you.
Yeah, and that's all we have time for today right now. So we'll be back next month, and we might also have some exciting news about Tech Southwest. So yeah, watch the space.
We'll listen to this space, and remember to subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications every time there's a new episode. And don't forget to check into the Southwest Tech Daily News website whenever you want to know what's going on.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
The Southwest Tech Daily podcast with Robert Hillier and Fayaza Khan.